There you go, all locked up for the day. Now, now, don't whine. You know that doesn't get you anywhere. Though, now that I've got you locked up, it does feel a bit loose. Don't tell me that your little cock is getting even smaller. I mean, that would be pretty difficult to believe, but I could have sworn that this fit a bit better the last time we put it on. I get that your dick is small, even for someone of your height, but this really is ridiculous. Soon I won't even need a cage for you, and I'll just be able to put a little band-aid over your cock to cover up the mistake that it is. It's not like I need it anyway, since you can just use your tongue to make me come, and if I ever really need a good fuck, I can just make you go up to someone on the street and beg them to fuck me for you. Oh, come on, as if people don't realize that I'm the one in charge when we're out together. Everyone knows you're my little cocked sub, just from our height difference alone. No girl over 6 feet tall would fuck a guy under 5 foot for his cock. Everyone probably even knows that you've got that cage on under those pants. Even though you're so small, no one could ever see it. And they probably all know that I'm the one on top every night, and you're forced to make me come until I'm done with you. Speaking of, come over here and lick my cunt. Get me nice and wet before we go out to find someone to fuck me better than your tiny dick ever will.